it's Tuesday. Man, I love Tuesday. Tuesday's great. It is Rumor and Innuendo Tuesday. I'm Dominic D'Angelo, ad-free shows, scscoops.com, podcasts of other nature too, but I'm here with Robert Karpolis, WCreative_ish on X. Robert, man, happy Tuesday to you, man.
Happy Tuesday. What an episode to be doing today, coming off of arguably one of the best Monday Night Raws, at least of the past decade, if not the last 20 years. There's a whole lot to pick apart there. There's a lot of other stories we got going on here today. But I want to give a couple quick shout outs first to Christopher Zanto. Good morning. It's two for Tuesday. Let's have a double serving of Billy and the CW. Chris, there's way too much stuff to cover. Unfortunately, our friends at the CW and the NWA going to have to wait. Tony Gong says, shout out to all of us who aren't bleeding after Raw. That was not blood. That was a red viscous liquid. Tony, they're trying to keep their PG rating. Let's not mess this up. Dre Owen says, R&I, best 30 minutes of wrestling news. Appreciate that. And Zach Ament says, hopefully you don't blow up after 2 minutes like The Rock last night. I tell you what, if I'm getting paid what The Rock is getting paid, I'm probably going to have trouble catching my breath as well. But we are fired up. We are ready to go. Dom, what do we got on tap for the final?
Hey, we got quite the lineup today. We're going to be talking to AEW, appointed a new COO, Chief Operating Officer. Plus, we're going to cover the Jake the Snake news, a little bit more that we didn't cover too yesterday. But Robert, you mentioned it. I mean, it's the elephant in the room after a Monday. It is Raw, and it is the penultimate episode of Monday Night Raw, where, what a surprise. The Rock did show up. Confronted Cody, stared him down, didn't say a word except a few whispers that we didn't hear, and then beat him down at the end of the show. Plenty to cover on this episode, obviously, but what in particular did you like from this encounter by Cody and The Rock?
So we had talked about how they were going to be changing up the configuration of the building because they sold so many tickets, and I loved this shrunken Titantron presentation. It felt like when the superstars came out, they were enveloped by the crowd. It was really remarkable. Cody's promo was a very good promo. The idea of the time for talk is done, because they felt like we've said and done everything we need to do to sell this WrestleMania. Little did we know where this was going a few minutes later. But what I like about Cody repositioning himself in this was, he said, you know, you want to call me a politician? Great. I'm the guy who's going to show up at a fan's wedding. I'm the guy who's going to show up at a fan's birthday party. I'm going to fly, or actually, I think they're busing their kids in from the wrestling club to get to attend WrestleMania. He made it us versus Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. Everyone's pointing at the sign. Everybody's on his back. This is where we're going. And that in and of itself would have been great. Because if you listen to that crowd, the Chicago audience, Dom, I don't know if you've ever been to a show in Chicago, have you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, All Out 2022.
A real show. I'm kidding. We love you, AEW. You're our second favorite promotion. First being, obviously, the NWA. But what's great about the Chicago crowd is they are white hot, but they cheer appropriately. Philly, where WrestleMania is going to be, has a long history of hijacking the audience. They're gonna chant for who they want to chant. They're gonna cheer for who they want to cheer. They're gonna boo who they want to boo. Chicago's there for a good time, and they want to have the good time that's laid out for them. And they cheered the hell out of Cody before that Rock segment. I think that was a big sigh of relief for Hunter and the guys in the back.
Yeah, I agree, and you know they reciprocated The Rock appropriately, I would say, too. I mean, he got a huge pop when the surprise came out. But, yeah, he got that heel. He got a chorus of boos when he just did not say a word and walked out, basically. So
quick note, because anytime I can bury Kevin Dunn, I'm going to take that opportunity. I don't care if the show runs long. That camera shot. So, first of all, there was no traditional hard cam position because they literally sold almost every seat in that building. So they found ways to strategically place cameras in different locations that you don't normally get. Mm-hmm. But that shot, it's a wide shot of Cody in the ring, the Tron behind him, the lightning bolts, and the Rock coming out was more impressive than anything you saw if anyone actually sat through Black Adam. Like, that was a heel monster coming down to the ring, framed perfectly. What a moment. What'd you think of that whole rock exchange? The stare down, the whisper, all that.
I always kind of like, I think it's just the fan in me. I like, you always want to hear somebody that can talk on the mic say something. And we didn't get to hear that. So he pulled the rug out from under us. So like that was kind of a takeaway. But I will say he made up for it later in the night when he's talking trash and beating up Cody in the rain, which that's another cool visual too. Like
we'll touch on that in just a moment.
I really did like, to your point, that entrance is like, that's a final boss entrance right there where it's just, it's gotta be, I want to say, I mean, maybe it's, I'm a prisoner of the moment, but I want to say it's like the best entrance I've ever seen. Like it's that good looking. So, but yes, I enjoyed that confrontation. It was a pleasant surprise in an already hot crowd of Chicago, being that it's, you know, CM Punk was going to be there and then Cody kicking off the show. So I thought it was a really well executed first segment.
Look, I'm glad The Rock didn't say anything, because I think if The Rock would have said anything, you have the possibility of the crowd taking his side. He sure. is so mm-hmm. captivating. He's so interesting that no matter what he says, a fraction of that audience is still going to cheer for him. By depriving them of that, by depriving them of either the wacky entertaining Rock, the Hollywood Rock, the heel Rock, and just the stare down and the whisper and then leaving, those boos amplified as you're being attacked by something cat. Like your cat doing a heel run in here.
He almost showed his butthole on the show.
We are trying not to do that. Last night, like WWE pushing the envelope for what's considered PG. Dom about to get us kicked off YouTube,
right?
With his cat's behind. I don't know if we can say butthole on here, but now we said it twice.
We'll find out.
Said it twice. We're here. We're taking this journey with you guys, and the journey that they had us take last night to the end of the show, they weaved everything together. The show was kind of, you had that Punk segment in the middle of the show involving Drew and Seth, obviously opening with Cody and The Rock, closing with Jey Uso, Nakamura, and everything just slowly comes together. You have Jimmy Uso running out. You have Solo running out. You got Jey. You got Cody. You got Drew. And just when you think this can't build anymore, you get the first true physicality from The Rock that we've seen in years. The old expression that Vince used to say was, we're making movies. That finish outside by his bus in the rain, your hero left bleeding on the ground, the villain holding him up to the camera with a weight belt covered in blood with the guy's mom's name on it. I mean, that it doesn't get any better than that, Dom.
No, it's Bane versus Batman right there. You know, like getting the upper hand and leaving him laying. Like, how can Cody overcome these circumstances? He's got the final boss. He's got Roman Reigns. He's got the bloodline. He sure has some friends, but what's going to happen? How's this all going to unfold? And it's just, yeah, overall too, like from the beginning to end, there's a great arc that you mentioned it, everything converging on one another. And it's such a cool thing. Somebody I made online, I think, made mention it reminded them of Avengers Endgame. And that's a great way to kind of put it in a lot of ways, because it's all these personalities coming together and then this big collision between like an Iron Man and Thanos, if you will, or something like that. And I think that added element, and there's a lot of great arcs in this episode of Raw, not just particular to that one, to The Rock and Cody. I think overall this Raw really exuded a lot of that stuff, where it's just like, hey, layers upon layers of stuff for fans and the wrestlers to engage into.
I think there was a lot of different stories going on. They really needed to be able to stick the landing. I do want to, you know, yesterday we had a fantastic guest. We had the Blue Meanie on. If you missed it, go back and listen to it in the archives. But Meanie kept saying that he thought that, you know, Cody and The Rock were in cahoots. Mm-hmm. And this finish, if they were trying to throw you off the scent, man, they did a great job. This was the first time we got blood on WWE TV in a very long time. And it shows the efficiency, the efficacy, the impact when you rarely use blood and then you have it on there. It's so jarring. It's so in the moment. It was really incredible. There's a nice point here from Eric Maroon, who said the trailer with Cena and Austin's face prominently positioned on it seemed like not a coincidence. I agree. They had to set that shot up. And there's a number of different trucks that they have with different talent on there. But to have it just be two of the biggest icons that there are, who we know are potentially available to show up for WrestleMania, nice little piece of foreshadowing there. But someone who was there and we now know is going to be at WrestleMania was CM Punk.
That's right. He what a reception he got, obviously, being in Chicago. He comes out, gets the welcome response and all that stuff, and basically lays out some hypotheticals of what he could be doing at WrestleMania before Drew McIntyre comes out. And man, I mean, just, you want to talk about some A++ heel work. Drew is feeling it right now, and really played the cowardly heel in the fact that he would not get in the ring despite Punk being injured, sitting on the commentary table, just a whole bunch of mind games going on, like cross-legged there. And it's just really well done stuff. Seth Rollins then came out, confronted it, played the heel, played a big heel role in Chicago, and Punk fired back at both of them. And then, you know, there was some pretty, for lack of a better phrase, damning words that Seth said to Punk, where it was like, you can do whatever you want, but I don't care about you. You're not a thought in my mind. So pick what you want to do. And sure enough, Punk decided to do commentary, not referee, not enforcer, not ring bell guy, not timekeeper, but commentator. So what do you think of this, Robert? What did you think of the whole execution of it? CM Punk, Drew, and then Seth.
So Punk, babyface Punk, especially in WWE, sometimes feels a little safe. Mm-hmm. There were some moments of this that felt safe. There were some moments in this that felt like we're flying without a net. And I think that's what makes Punk so interesting, so captivating. When he was out there on his own, and he was talking about the people who mentioned his name and Pat McAfee, and drops the little reference to Jim Cornette, which I thought was definitely, you know, funny, and a wink of, hey, we're not totally on script here, guys. I think that worked. Drew coming out, Drew had line of the night, possibly line of the year, the you're straight edge, you don't drink, you don't do drugs, and yet you always wind up in rehab. Pop my other co-hosts on Wrestle Roasts, in our little group chat. It was so well done. And it wasn't ha-ha funny. It was, I want to see this guy get his face punched in. The way that he tore off the one shirt to reveal the second shirt.
Yeah.
And then made fun of Punk when Punk kept stepping on his lines. I think that was what was kind of problematic for a little bit, was Punk kept feeling like he needed to one-up Drew. Take a step back. Let Drew say his piece. Then you come back to him. The fly in the ointment, the guy who is now the third wheel in two feuds going into WrestleMania, is Seth Rollins, and he just gets exposed. He's not as captivating as CM Punk. He's not as cutthroat as Drew McIntyre. To me, he just feels very out of place in this current role. Am I being too harsh, Dom, or did you have that same feeling?
You know, I'm kind of in between, I think. I think Seth really kind of, like, what he did that night, like last night, as in a heel role, was really, I thought, good. I'm like, you know, he's running down CM Punk in his hometown, basically having like this moment in a lot of ways, because he can't fire back. Like Punk can't fight right now. So what is he going to do? He is just have to be a sideline guy at WrestleMania. That's the most he can do right now. So that I thought he was good at. But yeah, I think a lot of this time too, it's like Drew's the one that's really taken up a lot of the good stuff when it comes to it. He's showing what he's capable of. And Seth is just not, yeah, I just don't think he's really fit for that babyface role. But I will say this, Robert, in the little moment that he had backstage with Jey Uso before Jey went out for his match, I thought that was really good. Like, hey,
that was effective
up here. He's like, there's something up here. We got to be careful, blah, blah, blah. And it felt like he would be good in that kind of like friend helping friend aspect. Like, if that kind of makes sense in a little bit of a way, like almost like a guy in the ranks helping Cody out and things like that. Overall though, like how he conveys himself, it just feels just more of a heel. And I know that was kind of the idea last night, because he wasn't going to shake Chicago, but I mean, I'm kind of with you on some of that there, Robert, I think.
So I think Chicago also screwed up a little bit because they were still doing the Seth chant when he came they were, out. Yeah, they didn't boo him out of the building, which I feel like they were expecting it. It didn't happen. Punk had two other live wire moments. I think one of them was when Drew brought up the Chosen One, and then he asked what paragon of virtue gave you that nickname, which was fantastic. The other thing Punk mentioned is while his arm is hurt, he may not be able to wrestle, his mouth still works. And the beneficiary of that on top of the Chicago crowd was AJ Lee, which it was a very non-PG moment because Punk wanted to go out there and talk about sex. And guys, this is a perfect opportunity for us to talk about our flagship sponsor here, Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Visit BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service and delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Guys, we know he's got that one bad arm. His mouth may be working, but if he pops a Blue Chew, he's going to get something else working right there, and he's going to slip AJ the gimmick, if you know what we're talking about here, because Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Rumor at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Rumor to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this episode of Rumor and Innuendo.
Hey, you won't need a coach if you got Blue Chew, but somebody that might need a coach, maybe Sami Zayn. And then
I was seeing where you were going with this. I'm like, we're going to see what's going to arise out of nowhere. Like if you pop a Blue Chew promo code Rumor, and Dom went his own way. I'm proud of you, man. You Thanks. Tried, you took you a know, swing.
You got to throw some lines out there. See what happens. That's it.
Yeah, I think I throw my Jay Leno all of a sudden.
What happened with Sami Zayn?
Well, Chad Gable threw a line off to Sami Zayn.
Took a long time for this show to go off the rails today, but I'm glad we're here. It's like we behaved yesterday. We had a meanie here. Peek behind the curtain. I suddenly, like 5 minutes before we're supposed to go on, my entire computer just decides to think that my webcam was a virus and the firewall blocked it. So I had to switch to another laptop. And then we're all, you know, buttoned up because you have company, you have guests. Go check out Blue Meanie for WrestleMania week. But anyway, we're here. We're off the rails. Sami Zayn, Chad Gable, Gunther, go.
Look, they reignited my interest in this kind of program, I think. I think the big added element that was taken away from me was the Chad Gable in like a good role. And it found like he, like from last week, it seemed like, okay, he's going to turn heel maybe, or, you know, didn't have confidence in Sami Zayn. But here you go. He's kind of put back in that position of being a coach like he was with the Alpha Academy and stuff. And I like this aspect. It's like a friend helping a friend. And in the Vince McMahon era, there was so much of that where there was no friends helping the baby faces. Nobody run out to help anybody. Nobody would come to anybody's aid. And here you see it all over the place now on Raw from the Bloodline stuff and Cody and everybody. But here you're getting a little bit of that too with Chad Gable and Sami Zayn. What did you think of this new angle that he took? And then Sami taking the loss against Bronson Reed.
So something feels slightly off, and I think that's by design. Mm-hmm. It feels like we're setting up either a Gable heel turn, a Sami heel turn. I don't think we're getting a true Cinderella ending, happy, happy, joy, joy for everybody. I'm curious where it's going. Having Sami lose to Bronson Reed, until you take a step back and you realize Sami will most likely beat Gunther at WrestleMania. Bronson Reed now has a claim to be the first challenger for Sami when Sami shows up on Raw with the Intercontinental title. It sounds like your cat also wants to step up as the second challenger.
Sprinting all over the place.
Raising holy hell as Bronson Reed will be. I like the intrigue of where we're going here. It'll be unique to see where we go with Gable. I like a more serious presentation with Gable. He does comedy really, really well, but he's also very intense and very believable.
Look, I like, you know, I could definitely see some of that happening where like either Sammy goes heel or Gable goes heel. I kind of just hope it's like another friendship kind of thing where they kind of learn. And maybe later
big
on
friendship today, man. Like,
I'm really all about friendship.
You need, like, I feel like you need a hug. I'm not doing it too. We're many states away. And honestly, if I was in the same room, I'm not a hugger.
Oh,
not a thing that's going to happen. I was out to dinner on Saturday.
The waiter, I'd bring it in, though. I'd be like, come on.
The waiter on Saturday night twice did like the hand on the shoulder thing. And like yeah. Italian rest. I was like, hey, I'm like, no, we're not touching patrons here. But two people who did wind up touching, and I think that surprised me, was Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. What'd you think of that segment?
So again, compelling in a way, like where, you know, Becky shows fire and she's great on the mic and everything to that aspect. The punch was awesome with Dom. I know we'll talk about that in a second, but you know, again, I think it keeps going to the family stuff. And I'm like, we're having that a lot of the time, Chad Gable. We're having it with Mama Rhodes. And now we're having it with Becky Lynch. I understand it's a personal thing that people can relate to and things like that. But is it going to the well too many times when it comes to this stuff? Because I'm like, I get it. Yeah, if you mention my kid, if you mention my wife, I'm going to get ticked. But it's like, I like to see people fight and not, you know, you want some stakes, but a little bit of different stakes. What do you think about that, Robert?
There's something kind of funny about a guy named Dom being happy that this is about family. I've only seen one Fast and the Furious, but my understanding is that's like,
is that what it, okay. I've only seen like one, two.
Yeah. It's all the family. That's all Vin Diesel ever says. Okay. Vin Diesel just arrived because he's pissed that you have not seen this and he's storming the D'Angelo compound right here.
My cat, man, he's going nuts.
He better not met. Yeah. Your cat is fired up for Tuesday. Your cat's like, what do you mean no Billy in the CW?
What?
I'm coming for you guys. Anyway, Becky and Rhea, we had said before that this felt very much like a champion challenger match. There was no personal stakes. Rhea trying to shake Becky into this pay attention to me thing, which cues a little bit to what we've got going on the men's side, especially with Drew and Seth. I liked it just because it did feel like a natural progression where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
This notion of I'm going to end you, but you're still going to have to sit home and watch the show with your daughter. And now I'm going to be the role model for your daughter. She's going to call me mommy. That is as a parent, that's going to fire you up. So it's a little different than what we're getting with Cody and his mom, because that's family legacy versus family legacy. This is Becky establishing herself as a challenger and a mom the day before her book comes out. And that's a big through line in her autobiography. This idea of parent-child relationship and raising her kid. So it was a nice little Rhea wanting to take a shot. And then Becky took one hell of a shot at Dom.
Did you see that slow motion capture of it too? Holy cats.
I saw that. And the first thing I thought was that Dom is going to be eating with a straw for a long time. But once he's got his teeth back, may we recommend that he try our friends at Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Guys, they have a ton of options here, including pancakes, smoothies, and more. You can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day. Breakfast, midday bites. Right now, we're recording this live. It's lunchtime. I'm pumped because my first Factor order is arriving this afternoon. So my plan is tomorrow, when we're sitting here on the air, I'm going to fire up a Factor meal. I'm going to try it live on the air. I'm pumped. My wife is excited. She's excited in part because it's a night she doesn't have to cook. There's no prep. There's no mess. It's ready in 2 minutes. And it's one of the rare opportunities where I get to say, I got this, honey. I'm going to prepare dinner because I am a truly terrible cook. Guys, head to factormeals.com/rumor50 and use code rumor50 to get 50% off. That's code rumor50 at factormeals.com/rumor50 to get 50% off. Every time I hear a noise out on my end, I'm hoping it's the Factor side. I know on your side, it's your cat who's slowly trying to murder you. I'm waiting for my delicious Factor delivery. And something else that we were waiting for to talk about yesterday and didn't was an SE Scoops exclusive story that our boy Dominic D'Angelo helped break. Dom, let's hear this story.
That's right. I wonder how I got it. On the Snake Pit with Jake Roberts. Jake Roberts told co-host Marcus D'Angelo, I don't know who that is, but he happened to say that he resigned with AEW.
He re-signed. He did not resign.
Did I say resign?
You said resign. You just fired Jake, or Jake Roberts just quit, according to you. Jake has re-upped. He's re-upped. He's back.
Re-upped.
He's signed pen to paper. As your lawyer, I'm stepping in here to help you. No one who's ever been on the show has ever said anything potentially incendiary. And we're going to keep that streak alive today. I don't want to do it with my fingers. I'm like doing finger guns or something. This is weird. Anyway, Jake Roberts still going to be around in AEW. Do you have some awkward reading you're going to do, or are we just
a little bit of awkward reading happening? Sit down, everybody.
Like Jake, are you going to do it in like the whispered hush? Thanks. Like, we'll make this an ASMR podcast. You know what, Kurt? I'm going to do it because, well, folks, just to let you know, you're going to be looking to me on AEW for another year. That's right, they re-signed me, so that's great news. Looking forward to doing it. BlueChew.com, promo code rumor. Anyway, that's Jake. Jake's when back.
He's hoping that, crossing my fingers, that I wouldn't it be something if we started the Snake Pit back up. Listen, I'd love to talk to Tony Khan about that. I'm damn sure going to push it. So, Jake's been there almost arguably since the beginning. Like, he signed with them at the beginning of the pandemic, made a cameo in 2019. And like has been the manager of Lance Archer for quite a while, but man, what a mind and what a like just a promo, obviously. And you know, it seemed he's been so underutilized. I would like to see him be in a more prominent role, whether that's on television or creatively. And you think about the confrontation he had with Arn Anderson back early in the AEW days and everything like that. Jake and Cody, really good stuff. Robert, what do you kind of think of this re-signing for another year for Jake? And what do you kind of hope how do they use him?
Utterly baffling. They have done next to nothing with Jake, which is unfortunate because he's got a great mind for the business. He's a great talent. He has not helped the Archer presentation at all. They put him out there. They beat Archer, and then they expect people are going to care about it. I think Archer's a tremendous talent. I think Jake Roberts has a lot to contribute. I would have rather seen Jake find his way potentially in WWE. I think a position for him in NXT, given his health, not having to travel, having him work with like a Joe Gacy and help hone that guy's presentation. I think that would be where there'd be a lot of value. I'm hoping that by re-signing him, AEW plans on using him and they're not just like storing him in a warehouse like the end of Indiana Jones.
Right. No, it's like a name that should be used in several capacities. It's, I was very, congrats to Jake for getting a new deal and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm really hoping that they put him in the prominent light, in aspects like that. We'll hold on to this other one for
a couple other stories. Yeah. So I'm genuinely feel bad that we bumped the Motor City Machine Gun story twice. This is not a Billy in the CW situation. It was already on the run sheet. We were planning on talking about it. And the AEW COO, which I do have thoughts on. He and I have a lot of mutual connections. I'm very excited to talk about that, as well as Carmelo Hayes's future. But we'll probably get a little bit more insight into Mr. Hayes after NXT tonight. But if you want some more insight on what's going on under that incredibly stupid New York Jets hat, Dom, where else can the fine people find you?
Yeah, you can find me at rvdtv.com. New episode just dropped on Monday, 4:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we cover a lot. Rob's WrestleMania plans, some old ECW rivalries. We cover a good amount of ground on there. It's a very, very fun episode. Definitely tune into that. And then, hey, today, just dropped Straight Talk with the Boss, Magnum TA and Greg Gagne. We cover Wahoo McDaniel. So go to GagneandMagnum.com. Check out that new episode. Please hit like. Please hit subscribe. Share it out with your friends. Get the word out because they give you the modern perspective of wrestling from AEW to WWE. But when you also cover their Power Town wrestling figure line. And in addition to that, the classic stuff of wrestling. So go to GagneandMagnum.com and give us some support. Robert, they got some stuff. You got some stuff that they can support too. Wrestle Roast. Good stuff going. We got some good plans ahead too.
Yeah, you can check out Wrestle Road wherever you get your podcast. Want to give a shout out now to the over 5,000 people who are watching us live at noon Eastern on all the places we are streaming. It has been so incredible to see the continued growth and success of this show. I know Conrad Thompson, everybody over at Ad Free Shows, is just over the moon that you guys are digging what we're doing here. You can find us at WWCreative_ISH. Dominic D'Angelo, S.E. Scoops, Podcast Heat. Podcast Heat is who makes this show possible, as well as the Ad-Free Shows and Rumor and Innuendo YouTube page. Go over wherever you get your audio podcasts, Apple, iTunes, Google. Google's gone away, sorry. So Spotify, throw up a 5-star review. We'd love to see that. Helps the algorithm. Go ahead and tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everybody you know that, you know, this is appointment viewing. This is the destination to be. So on behalf of the man who's about to be killed by a cat, Dominic D'Angelo, I'm Robert Karpeles. Best of luck in your future endeavors.
I need a hug, Robert. Bring it in.